Good morning, everyone. The text that we're going to be learning from today is selected verses from 1 Peter chapter 4. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. If you knew that the end was coming, your life in about a month, what would you do? Well, if you had a thought pop right into your mind, you might have a bucket list. See, people make bucket lists so that they can itemize everything that they want to get done before they pass away. Typical items could include visiting other countries. Perhaps you'll experience a thrill that you've never done before. Or maybe you want to see a sight that up until now you've only seen in pictures. Well, from this chapter of 1 Peter, the apostle has given us a Christian bucket list of sorts. First and foremost among them is loving one another earnestly. And that's because love is really the basis of every Christian relationship. But it's especially the basis of close relationships. That's because the closer we get to someone, the more and more we're going to find out about them. We're going to find out a plethora of good things that no one else knows about them. But along with all those great things about that person, we're going to find out all their faults, all their sins, all the ones that nobody else knows about. And while that's what this Christian love really does, that's how it covers a multitude of sins. This Christian love, it doesn't cover our own sins. No, instead, our love for someone else is going to look over their sins. When we get to know all those secret faults and all those secret sins in others, love looks past them. It looks over them. It doesn't hold it against them. Not because they're innocent. No, they're just as guilty of those sins as they are of all the ones that everybody knows about. But love for another person overlooks them in the same way that Christ overlooks our sins. Now, when Christ came down to earth, he had already overlooked our sins, not because they've been paid for yet. There's a difference here between overlooking sins and forgiving. Christ overlooked our sins when he loved us. You see, they hadn't been forgiven quite yet. He hadn't lived his perfect life and died on the cross. But our Lord Jesus Christ overlooked our sins in his love for us. That's why he chose to come down here, because we hadn't been forgiven yet. He still had to come down and save us from all of our sins. He still had to come down to forgive us our sins by dying on the cross. And that's why love is the basis of every Christian relationship, because it's the basis of our relationship with God. First, he overlooked our sins in love and decided to come down and pay for them. God first showed us what a Christian relationship is, so now we can have those Christian relationships with others. So to be clear, this covering a multitude of sins in no way reflects the idea that our love covers our own sins. It's not as if enough good that we do is ever going to pay for a single sin. But instead, our love covers everyone else's sins when we overlook their faults. It doesn't pay for them, not by any means. But it's what allows us to have deep and real connections and relationships with others. This love in our text is one gift from a plethora of gifts that Peter lists in this section. So I ask you, do you have this gift of love? Do you overlook others' faults? What about other gifts? What are you an expert at? How can you use your gifts to serve God? Well, if you can think of some gifts that maybe you aren't using properly, maybe you're using them for your glory and your gain instead of for bettering other people, instead of for increasing their reputation, well, consider this. God has given you your body. God has given you your mind. He's given you the opportunities to use the gifts. So yes, instead of using your gifts for your glory, instead all of our actions should always be using our gifts to give God glory. Christ's action of redeeming us has taken care of the big picture. We already have salvation. But along with that wonderful promise, it also enables us to serve him. Not to earn forgiveness, but to praise him and honor him for this great task that he's done for us. This is a gift that we have that unbelievers don't. You see, they cannot glorify God. It's not in their skill set. And it's not because we're any better than them, not in ourselves. As Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him." So it's only through faith that we as believers please our God. It's only through faith that we give him glory and honor. And God certainly deserves all the glory that we can give him. After all, he's the one who gives us faith to begin with. He is the one who prepares those opportunities for us to serve him. He is the one who has given us our new man, who is so willing and eager to do what God commands. God sets up everything beforehand so that we can use the gifts that he has given us to glorify him and serve others, since he has already taken care of us. Now, on a typical bucket list, you might accomplish each task once. After all, that's the point. It's to achieve a new experience, something you haven't done before. But on our Christian bucket lists, we don't achieve these tasks of loving one another once. No, instead, our tasks are to achieve these tasks every single time they're placed before us. Our list is never going to be crossed off completely. It's never going to be checked as if we have nothing left to do. And that's just fine, because our Savior's bucket list is completely checked off already. In his life here on earth, every single time an opportunity came up for him to love another person, check, he did it. Think of all the times that he healed them, those around him. Every single time that he had the opportunity to serve others, check, he did it. Think of when our Savior washed his disciples' feet. Or what about those times when our Savior had the opportunity to pray? Which, yes, that is a gift that the Lord gives us as well. Of course Jesus prayed. Throughout his entire ministry, we read about how he would remove himself and go and pray alone. Or think of his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross. Or the Lord's Prayer. What about the gift of speech? Of course our Lord had that one as well. Think of all of his teaching and all of his parables. Yes, every single gift that Jesus had, he used. And he used them to accomplish our salvation. He accomplished every single item on his bucket list. And the final item he accomplished when he died on the cross, when he gained salvation for us. And now, since he has gained our salvation, we know that he rose and we too will rise again. And the Lord remains active for us, but he doesn't have a bucket list anymore. You see, because a bucket list implies that you're going to die someday. So he does not have one, and someday we will not either, because he and we will live forever with him. Amen. We'll close tonight, or this morning, with hymn 664, verses 1 through 3.